السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا، أما بعد. الحمد لله بفضل كرم إحسان of الله سبحانه وتعالى we find ourselves once again on a Mubarak day of Jumu'ah. As the days are going, we are coming closer and closer to Qiyamah. And as we come closer to Qiyamah, so we will witness more and more things that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam informed us of. Certain things will happen before Qiyamah. And this only increases our yaqeen, increases our iman. But Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned this at that time, and now we see it manifesting itself. So one hadith sharif, Hazrat Thoban radiyallahu ta'ala, he narrates this hadith sharif. So he says, قال Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, yushikul umamu an tada'a alaykum kama tada'a al-aklatu ila qas'atiha. So Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that a time will come, not very long, time will come when the people will be called against you. People will be called against you, like how a person invites people to a meal. He calls people, invites them to a meal. Like that, people will be called against you, to attack you, to fight you, to oppose you. Now in today's zamana, how many times we see this happening? Whether it was Afghanistan, how many countries came together to try and destroy that one country? Then what's happening in Sudan? Now, because this thing is not highlighted in the news, in the mainstream media, so we don't know anything about it, or we know very little about it. Right? But there is a, it's not a war, it's a massacre. A massacre of people on a larger scale than what's happening in Gaza. There may not be so much of aerial bombing, but killings of individual people, massacring people in the thousands. There is so much of blood being spilt in Sudan that you can actually see the ground red with satellite imagery. You can see the ground red with the blood of the people. Then Gaza, everybody knows what's happening there. Somalia, what happened? Kashmir, what's still happening and was happening? Bangladesh, what happened? So many places. So much of fighting, so much of Muslim blood being shed. So when Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned this, now you must know Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is addressing the galaxy of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. We call them a galaxy because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam called them stars. So we call them a galaxy. So, to them, they're wondering, how is this possible? They were so few in number, and Allah Ta'ala brought superpowers to their feet. So they're wondering, how is this going to take place, that people will be called against the Muslim Ummah, like how you invite people to a meal. Just come and cut these people up and finish them up. So one Sahabi asked Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that, وَمِنْ قِلَّةٍ نَحْنُ يَوْمَئِذٍ, will it be because we will be very few in number on that day? You know what's the beauty of this question of his? He said, وَمِنْ قِلَّةٍ نَحْنُ. He didn't say they will be less in number on that day. He said we. That's the feeling they had for us, that they regarded us as one. We today, we have taken that feeling and put it into soccer teams, put it into sports disasters. Our team, we got so much of asabiyat when it comes to those things. And when it comes to a fellow ummati, we are so distant. Our hearts are so far. And here is a sahabi, Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is foretelling something that's going to happen later on. And he's asking, will it be because we'll be less in number? Ours, we. What is our affiliation to sahaba radiyallahu anhu? What's our feeling towards sahaba radiyallahu anhu? Look at the sahabi's feeling towards us. Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, he said, بَلْ أَنْتُمْ يَوْمَ إِذٍ كَثِيرٌ. You know, it won't be because of small numbers. That time, you will be in large numbers. Multitudes of Muslims. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, on the occasion of the farewell Hajj, say plus minus 124,000 Sahaba radiallahu anhum were present for the Hajj. Right? There wasn't all the Muslims that were around at the time. There were more Muslims, but 124,000 were there for Hajj. Today's time, how many people go for Hajj? In the region of like 3 million. Now where's 124,000? Where's 3 million? The numbers of Muslims have increased. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying you will be big numbers that time. But how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described the ummat, وَلَكِنَّكُمْ غُثَاءٌ كَغُثَاءِ السَّيْلِ. But you will be like scum, like the dirt that the flood waters carry. No worth, no value, no value as a mu'min, no value as a slave of Allah Ta'ala, no value as an ummati of Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains, وَلَيَنْزِعَنَّ اللَّهُ مِنْ صُدُورِ عَدُوِّكُمْ الْمَهَابَةِ مِنْكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala will remove that awe, the natural awe that a kafir has for a believer. Because when you are a believer, you are connected with Allah Ta'ala. When you are connected, people worry, people fright for you. They don't want to interfere somebody who is connected. Somebody who is connected in the Cape Flats, they don't want to. He's connected with addicts and people like that, but people don't want to interfere with him. Somebody is connected with some mafia here, they don't want to. No, he got connections. The man is connected with Allah Pak. You think anybody going to want to interfere with him? That's why the kuffar forces, as soon as they faced the Muslim army, they were already demoralized. See, Khalid bin Walid is there. Saifullah, oh, finish. We can't win this war. They were already demoralized because there was awe. Because the mu'min was connected with Allah Ta'ala. He had a connection. So who wanted to interfere with the believer? But now that awe will be taken out. And not only that, وَلَيَكْذِفَنَّ اللَّهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمُ الْوَهْنِ. Wahan will be instilled into your hearts. That due to the actions of the ummah, due to the ummah not adhering to the shariat, the sunnah, due to the ummah trivializing the deen of Allah Ta'ala. So when the azmat of deen will be taken out, the greatness of Allah Ta'ala won't be there how it's supposed to be there. The qadr of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam won't be there as it's supposed to be there. If you want to see the proof of it, just go to Baytullah. You'll see a person mocking, imitating, that is making ibadat just to make one TikTok video. That's the type of qadr we have for the Baytullah. That's the type of respect we have for Allah Ta'ala. So now when we don't do that, we don't bring the greatness of Allah in our hearts, the love of Allah Ta'ala, the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now the heart has to get filled with something. You see, if you got a sewer line running one side, and you got empty pipe running this side. If this side you got a strong flow of water, clean water, the sewer line can't go inside. It has to divert. But now, if there's just a trickle of water going down here and there's a sewer line running there, so that water is going to come in here. Because there's nothing to push it out. So when the heart becomes devoid of the love of Allah Ta'ala, the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then something else has to go inside there. You see, it's like your stomach. You need food in the stomach. Not too much. Just enough. But if you don't put no food in the stomach, what fills in your stomach? Gas. Gas starts filling the stomach because it's empty space. So now when the heart will be empty, then Allah Ta'ala says, then we will fill your heart up with wahan. So Sahabi radiallahu anhu, he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَلْ وَهْنُ What is this wahan that you are talking about? So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا The love of the world, وَكَرَاهِيَةُ الْمَوْتِ And dislike for death. Love for the world and dislike for death. This will come away in the heart. If you have to study what is happening, you take what is happening in Gaza, right? As soon as we hear that, look, there is some opening, some trucks can go in. So we want to contribute our money, which is a very good thing. But we will contribute our crust. We won't contribute, we won't take our things and go and give it now. Yeah, whatever crust we got, we'll cut the crust off and give it. Right? But that too is clear. Allah will appreciate it. Why we can only do that? The ummah around there are in the millions, if not billions. The ummah is 1.2 billion. Right? Majority of them are around there. Some say that number is not accurate. Maybe it's more than that. But the majority are around there. Right? And we can do nothing. Why? Because the subject in the country, the citizen of the country, he will say, no, our government is not allowing us. The government, he will say, my Lord Netanyahu and Trump never allow me. So I can't do anything. They didn't give the go ahead. I can't do anything. Right? So why is he not reacting? Because he's afraid that if I do anything, I will lose power. I will lose my dunya. And the citizens of the country, despite seeing the zulam, despite seeing the blatant disregard, discarding and breaking the laws of Allah Ta'ala, going totally against the shariat, right? And they are being instructed in the country to do things against the deen of Allah Ta'ala, they too don't want to rebel. They don't want to go against that government. They don't want to uprise against that government because they're worried about their dunya. So everybody is worried about the dunya, like how we are worried about our dunya. We don't want to die. We want to enjoy our things in the world. Right? Then it doesn't stop there. It becomes sick. Currently, in Sudan, there is a group called RSF. Right? They are killing normal civilians. Killing them. Just one way. Killing them. Right? Because they want power. So they want to kill the supporters of the other, the opposition basically. So these people, they got weaponry, they can fund their armies, right? How do they do it? Because it's a poor country. There's no resources there. How do they do it? The UAE is funding them. Your wonderful Dubai, you know, Burj, go for holiday there. We worried about boycotting this Woolworths and these, what? McDonald's and all. Yeah, I must boycott, very good, boycott them. Right? The bigger shaitans are these people. They are funding these people to kill, Muslim must kill Muslim. And they are funding it. Why are they funding it? They got so much of money. Why are they funding it? These are the same people that funded the movement to bring Sisi into power. You know Sisi in Egypt, right? They are the same people who caused the unrest in Libya, right? Why do they do this? Because they want to hold on to power. You see, in their own countries, what they do? They feed their people luxury, top life, family, or everybody talks about Dubai now. Dubai is very family oriented. They make the people enjoy their life. So their citizens won't turn against them. So they take all their oil money, their gold money, whatever, and give their citizens a good life. Bring the bichara Filipinos, and the bichara Pakistanis, and the bichara Bangladeshis, make them work like worse than slaves. Pay them a pittance, so that your citizens can enjoy yourself. Build high-rise buildings. Attract the wealthy, the actors, the sports stars whom we love, you know. Attract all of them, come and invest here, all the big companies come and invest here and make it a playing field. Right? So they people don't want to rebel against them because we're enjoying our life here. We're having a big party. Everything is just getting more smarter, more bigger, beautiful. We're enjoying. Right? Same thing in Saudi Arabia, same thing in all the other places. Right? But they got a fear. Now what about these neighboring countries now? What if there's an uprising there? Those populations in those countries are much bigger than ours. They'll eat us up. So now we have to keep them. Now we can't go feed them because we need to feed our own here. We can't go and feed them and make them comfortable. So the only thing we can do with them, give them guns and bullets and tell them that you carry on killing yourself. The love for power. Love for power. So you carry on killing yourself for the power. So we got them occupied. Just carry on giving them guns, bullets, money. You'll just carry on fighting. We'll fund both sides. Just keep fighting. So you've got no time to say that, you know what, as an ummah, where are we going? Where's the problem? Who's the enemy? Because we're busy massacring one another. This is the filth that these people are funding. So the ummah has lost its connection with Allah Ta'ala. We fell in love with the world. We lost our connection with Allah Ta'ala. So you see, the lion, Allah Ta'ala gave him strength. And Allah Ta'ala gave him claws. And Allah Ta'ala gave him canines. Right? That's what makes him topple a buffalo. Right? Now take the lion and remove his canines, remove his claws. Right? Now what can he do now? Now would anybody be frightened for that lion? If somebody got one big Rottweiler, but took out all the teeth from inside. Took him to the dentist, took out all the teeth. There was an old uncle, you know, family uncle. He used to always tell this joke. You know, said that man used to say, it's a kutro che pan dant ni male. He said, there is a dog, but it got no teeth. Now, would anybody fight for that kind of dog? Take the speed away from the cheetah. Does it remain a cheetah? So this is what has happened to us as ummah. Take the connection with Allah Ta'ala away from the ummah. The ummah got nothing. So that needs to come back. The love for Allah Ta'ala, the love for akhirat, that must come back. Then automatically the love for dunya will go. When the love for akhirat comes strong, then the believer, he is waiting to embrace maut. He's not frightened for death anymore. Because his investments are all there. His loved ones are all there. He has to cross this bridge. Then only he can get to them. So now he won't fear death anymore. He won't love the world because his love is Allah Ta'ala. He won't fear death because death is the bridge for him to cross and go to his Allah Ta'ala. But till we don't do that, till we don't do that, the ummah will be subjected to this. Then we will just be ghutha, the ghutha is sale. There is no value in the ummah. So Allah Ta'ala make it easy for our brothers and sisters around the globe. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for the people in Sudan, in Gaza, in other places, wherever there is difficulties, trials, tribulations, whoever is going through any, you know, difficulties, Allah Pak make it asan for them. Allah Ta'ala bring some rahat. And Allah give us tawfiq, the entire ummah, that the ummah comes back onto deen. When we get that connection with Allah Ta'ala, now this ummah will have value. Now this ummah will have its weapons. Now this ummah can then go in jihad. Now this ummah can then go and do things. So we don't have the connection with Allah Ta'ala, then we got nothing. Allah Pak give us tawfiq. Akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.